Okay, good morning everybody. Today's shiur begins with a riddle, which I'm sure you'll all be able to get answers to due to the paper that we put in front of you. How can it be that there's somebody who goes to shul every Shabbat without fail? He's always there on time, he doesn't come in. He stays from the beginning to the end, he doesn't go out. And he has good hearing, well, there's a problem with hearing, and Baal Kerei has a good loud voice. And nevertheless, he misses one parasha. So, how can it be such a thing? He's mind-boggling.
He was awake
and with it.
Went to England.
There we go. He went to England, he went to Atlanta, wherever he went. So, I think it's 100% precise, I think it's the other way around. Yes, he was in England. He was in Kutzlori, and he came to Eretz Yisrael. Then he will miss a parasha. Let's look at first a little more closely why that is, and then let's look at the system of catching up. And we'll ask a few questions, find a few answers. So for example, this year, so I put it on the table, what took place this year? So how does all this begin? How does this out of sync problem begin? It begins with a Yom Tov where the day directly after the Yom Tov for us, B'nai Eretz Yisrael, the day directly after the Yom Tov is Shabbat, like what happened at the end of Pesach. So what for the B'nai Chutz La'aretz is Achron Shel Pesach, the 8th day of Pesach, for us is only 7 days of Pesach, and the 8th day is Shabbat. So what happened this year? On that 8th day, we read Parshat Shmini. Now, as we see on the first table, the top line, we read Parshat Shmini. But then, in Chutz La'aretz, it was still Pesach, so we don't read Parshat Shmini on Pesach. So, they didn't. They read the Kriya of Achron Shel Pesach, which it was the 8th day of Pesach.
Why didn't they just read to the next week and finish?
It's still Shabbat. So, we'll look a little more at some of the reasons of the various systems of joining up. So the next week
is a three part.
Which means that three of the three are all together to be up with us. That's true. There's also something else that. Let's begin with a certain halacha that there's only I think there's two sheets over there. There's only certain parishes that we put together. Now, we know there's certain standard systems, certain parishes sometimes go together and sometimes don't. We don't put together any of the others. I think the reason is that generally those two parishes that do go together have some type of connection one with the other. For example, the Zerubbabel Torah is very clear, they're all about Torah. A famous Kedoshim that both contain much of the dinim of the Arayos. Harbor for Koytai, both very related to Shmittah. So they're connected. So those ones go together. So to do something completely out of range that we don't do. So they ask us another question that could be asked. So let's continue looking into what happens after that first week. So the next week we're ready to come to the Torah, they're doing Shmittah. And so on and so forth. We carry on with our famous Kedoshim, and they're only come to the Torah, Emor, and they're doing our famous Kedoshim, Bahar, and they're doing Emor. And then B'chol Koytai, and then this week they're going to catch up. Well, we're doing B'chol Koytai, they're going to do Bahar B'chol Koytai, and next week will be my bit of both of us, and from then on we'll be together.
I was
wondering,
why
do you
think
the same
Tazria and
Masura
at the
beginning,
and then it would only be 1 week that you are...
What could we do? We would do Tazria and Masura separately.
Yeah. And then would do Tazria and Masura the following week.
Then no, because you would throw the following week.
And after 1 week, you would have been caught up.
And then you would be caught up straight away.
Yeah.
That's good. So, you know what? Let's jump, since you've already brought up that question, let's jump to the second side of the sheet. Because we're going to read all inside. As you see, there's this paper over here with a very poor print. It's an old and rare paper where he discusses this question. Most of the other Maramakonis discuss questions that relate to next year. So we'll see next year is something very interesting. This final Maramakon relates to this year. So this year, the question is that we could catch up much earlier. Effectively, we could separate Tazria and Masura. Once we've separated Tazrim and Torah, then they'll be together, they'll do it together, and everybody's caught up. So why don't we do that? So indeed, this sefer is the Tikkun Yisosso. Tikkun Yisosso discusses a lot of these types of inyonim through the calendar and parashiyos and the earliest sefers from the Talmud Chacham and Eretz Yisrael in the period of the Arizal and the Beit Yosef in the 1500s. And indeed, he relates that in his time there were variants in Hogin amongst different kehillahs how to deal with it. And there were some who were indeed of the opinion that's what we should do. Tazrim Torah, and to the extent actually that in the Mogen Avraham, the Poskim on Shulchan Aruch, the Mogen Avraham actually mentioned that there are two minhagim. There are those who indeed in Eretz Yisrael separate Tazrim Torah, and thus the Beis Hukkah catch up much more quickly, and there's some away from the Arbuk Tosfos. So, the question is, why tackle not? As we see that nowadays we don't have, different minhagim with different killers doing this and that and the other is very confusing. It's become one standardized minhag. And the minhag accepted is to wait until the harvest of Kosai and only then they catch up. Now, why is that? So, he goes through a couple of reasons. The first reason is that you don't like Tazria and the Torah to be separate. Especially when in Kutbar they're together and for us we're going to separate them. We don't like to be marish binigoy. We don't like to speak at length and to spread out the parsha of Nagoyim, which is not a sort of auspicious complementary type of parsha. All these inyonim which relate to the Tumah Vatara of people who've done various avarias is not a geshmak as that. So especially if in Kutbar they can do it together and we should separate it, that we don't like that. But that only sorts out half the problem, because that will answer to us why we don't separate Tazria and Torah. That will still, we can just shift the question one down the line. We still don't have to wait for the Harba Kukosa. We could separate that in this situation. So why are we waiting until the Harba Kukosa, which we've now separated, we could have done it already earlier. If you want to catch up as quick as possible, is that another opportunity? So the room is already done. Fine, so we won't do the room with so our frame is Kadoshi. So from there, he comes on to a new idea. That in fact, it is not correct and in place for Bnei Eretz Yisrael to separate parshiyos in order that the Bnei Chutzlar should catch up. Why? Two angles of this. One, first of all, and more painful, due to the general chashivas of Eretz Yisrael. We have to bend over backwards so the chutzlar should catch up. So the ikkar. We don't have to bend over backwards to help them catch up. That's one thing. And secondly, not just in light of the general chashivas of Eretz Yisrael, but also taking into account the specific circumstances that have brought about this discrepancy. If you think about it, what's brought about this discrepancy? What we call space of the yoga, the 2 days yoga. So because in Kutsar, they don't know, let's say, or originally there was a topic exactly when the yoga should fall, and based on that they continue keeping 2 days, but that's not the Ikka yoga. The Ikka yoga is 7 days. Because of this topic, and because of the old Minag, etc., etc., that's how it's come out, and Kutsar says 2 days, but that is our law. But that's not the Ikka Yomtov. The Ikka Yomtov is there to serve the Ikka Yomtov. So because we've kept the Ikka and they had their spaces, it would be inappropriate that because of that we should go out of sync more quickly in order that they should catch up. Is that a problem? So, but having said all that, that might leave you with a question. That's something brought out right at the beginning of this year, yeah. Having said that, so let's think to the next stage. So why are we rushing? If that's so, we don't have to do anything to in order to help Kutbar catch up. So these weeks are not the Har and Dr. Kosai. Maybe we should have read the Har and Dr. Kosai together. Many years Bahar Bukhari together, why didn't we just read Bahar Bukhari together? We don't care about the flow of catching up. But let's carry on with Bahar Bukhari together. That really leads us back to the questions which relate to next year. Let's look at next year and then we'll come back and we'll answer all these things together. What happens next year? Next year, I forgot to finish the numbering, as you see, but 15 weeks till we catch up. And next year, things fall a little different. Next year is a leap year. So in a leap year, by the time we come to Pesach, we're obviously much further ahead in the Torah than we normally are. Normally, Shabbat HaGadol is Parashat Tzav, and Parashat Shmini is the first creation Torah after Pesach. In a leap year, we're obviously much further along in the Torah. The Shabbat before Pesach is the Torah, Shabbat HaGadol is Parashat in the Torah, and the Shabbat after Pesach is Atzeret. Now, in this year, this coming year, next year, in other words, we're going to continue with this thing out of sync for a long, long time. No catching up at Bahar Bukhul Kotai, no football is doubling up at Bahar Bukhul Kotai, or anywhere earlier, I pray this devotion, ever Bahar Bukhul Kotai. The whole thing is based on Bamidbar. Kotai, Pukhat, Bolot, Pinchot. Oh, when we arrive at Matos, Matos, so we are doing Matos and Matos separately, and then we're Matos together. And that's where we catch up. So what is the reason for putting it off next year for so long when there could be plenty of opportunities on the way for Kutzbar to double up in Parashah?
First week, right,
and then we carry on the Harbukul Kutzai, and even further down, occasionally we have Kutzbar Bolog together. So even if we don't double up any old Parashah, as we said, only the Parashahs that have certain connection that it's a couple to put together, and there's three opportunities to catch up before that. So what? Why are we waiting so long?
The last double parasha in the Torah.
I mean, we do sometimes we have sometimes this Tovim Vayera. You have to look at what happens. Sometimes it has to do with how Rosh Hashanah took
it forward. And the Tovim Vayera has to be separate from one before. The Tovim has to be for sure before Rosh Hashanah. And then put by Yahya
with them. Yeah, depends if there's a Shabbat between the Kippur and Sukkot, right?
Yom Kippur and Sukkot, so you have to have something.
So the Tabayah has to be separate.
Exactly.
Okay. Oh, there's also other reasons which will be. So this question, the question regarding next year, was asked to the Ma'arit, also one of the early sources from around the period of the Beit Yosef. Somebody asked him this question. What is the reason when we have a leap year, as in this year, what we're going to have next year? Shechal Shvi Shal Petach Peshach. And Shvi Shal Petach, which means we need Shvi Shal Petach, is Peshach. So there is Israel, Koru Pajus Achreim, is Boibayon. But the Chutzlar is Peshach Betavol. As we said. We're going to read Achreim, it's going to be Achreim Shal Petach. But in the same way, Nisrodim is B'nai Eretz Yisrael, and we, the B'nai Chutzlar, are separate from the B'nai Eretz Yisrael. But all our Shabbos, many, many Shabbos, are Parshas Matzeh Matzeh, all the way to Matzeh Matzeh. But all the way to Chabri Yachet Tikneh, why don't we get together right away? The Shabbos Shachar Tikneh. B'nikra Achrei Metu Kedosh. Achrei Kedosh, exactly as we ask. Kedosh Yom B'chav Moitim, B'chol Shalom Pshutim. In every regular year, Achrei Metu Kedosh are together. Why don't we do it right away together?
It was possible.
So to answer this question, he sends us, first of all, to learn a Gemara in Megillah. So the Gemara in Megillah says as follows. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Oyen, Ezra tikim la'em Yisroel, sheyukhoim klolis shebetera tkoim chayim la'chem. One of the takkomis of Ezra regarding Kriyas HaTorah is that the klolis in Torah tkoim, what we call the Tochachon, which is going to be read in Parashat Tochachon Kota, in this week's Parasha, should be read prior to Shimon. Should be Mishnah Torah and the Lovitz of their father in Mishnah Torah and say, Moriah. Kodesh of Rosh Hashanah, which is in part of the topic, it should be read prior to Rosh Hashanah. My time of Rabbi, so the Bible is a reason, Bidhem and Ishlokish. What's the reason for this? Kedei, she tichle Hashanah, the killer goes down. In order that the year should finish along with its clock. Look, I'm not going to get involved in this. Along with the clothes, with the bad times, the bad omens, we won't get involved in these. The deeper meaning of this, that's what it says, we want to get rid of the clothes before the Rosh Hashanah period, in order that it should be a sign that the bad things of the previous year are over, and we look forward to a new good year. And Atzeret, Shavuot also had a certain bechina of it being a Rosh Hashanah for the Yom HaDin for fruit of the tree, instead, maybe that's also Meramid and other deeper things. It has a certain type of Rosh Hashanah or Yom HaDin. And for Shavuot, also we want to finish Parashat Tukhul Kodesai and get the Kolanos out of the way in the previous year before Shavuot, and we turn over a new page. That's what the Gemara says. So we want to have Tukhul Kodesai before Shavuot and Kisavoy before Rosh Hashanah. So it's focused over there. But it isn't just that we want to have it before and not after. It's a little bit more strong, so to speak. Not only that, but we want it to be 2 weeks before. On the road in Lahamu. We want that there should be a gap. It should be before, and there should be a gap. But literally, Shabbat Achaz, Kodim Rosh Hashanah, but Parsha, Shemai Kodim Haberet, because that would also not be a good sign, very last Shabbat before Rosh Hashanah is the Shabbat of the Klolis. So we want the Klolis to be before Rosh Hashanah, and there should be a week's gap. So like, for example, when we come to Rosh Hashanah, Parashat Kisavo is never the parasha before, just before Rosh Hashanah, it's 2 weeks before. And there's one other Shabbat in between, which is either Nitzavim or Nitzavim Vayelech. In order that the Klolis should not be fully juxtaposed to Rosh Hashanah. And we found their disciples on the second line, similarly, of the Purim of Midbar of Sinai, Kodim Asher. When we come before Shavuot, we wish that Parashat Tukhul Kodesai should be not this Shabbat before Shavuot. We wish that there should be one Shabbat in between. It will be, but the Kodesai will be indeed before Shavuot, but not directly before Shavuot. Before Shavuot, with one Shabbat in between. Kadesh, Lelahat, Mechai, Kodesh, Shavuot, Tukhul Kodesai, Na'atel. In order, they shouldn't be exactly close to us. So now, having said all that, says the Ma'ariv, let us consider a little further the situation in front of us next year. Says the Ma'ariv, what about, we want the Kodesh to be finished off before Shavuot, and Tosafot says there should be 1 week in between. What about having 2 weeks in between? Is it simply that we want it to be, it should be got that always before Shavuot, so before Shavuot, 3 weeks before Shavuot, 4 weeks before Shavuot, is all good. Or we want it to be specifically at this point in time, before Shavuot, not directly before Shavuot, but 1 week in between, but not further away than that.
Some
there, 1 week before Shavuot with 1 week gap. Says the Ma'arit, in order to sort of show or make clear that we are fulfilling this Takola of Ezra, that Ezra said the knowledge is going to be read before Shavuot, it will be a long time before. There will be no like, clear significance, clear signs that you are fulfilling the Tzibur and Ezra as he commanded, the Kodesh should be before Shavuot. So with 1 week gap, and the Kodesh just before that, that's good. That's the correct way to be the timing, but it should not be earlier. Okay, so we always want it to be specifically that way. The Kodesh before Shavuot, 1 week gap, not later and not earlier. That's how it needs to be. Now let's take a look then, having said that, let's look over again the schedule of next year.
There's going to be a problem.
There's going to be a problem. In other words, next year, there's only the Heklus, it has to be that there's 7 Shabbatas between Pesach and Shavuot. So if we are reading Parashat Acharonot, on what for them is Achrim Shel Pesach, now let's count 7 Parashat, with all of them separate. Acharonot, Kedoshim, Emor, Bahar, Tukhul Kodesai, Bamidbar, Nosser. So we are, let's say, forced into a situation where we are going to arrive at Shavuot with not just 1 week between the Klolos and Shavuot, with 2 weeks between the Klolos and Shavuot. Both Bamidbar and Nosser will fall before Shavuot for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Because of the fact that we're already so far on into the year, it's been this year, we already have Parashat Acharonot after Pesach. We have this extra Shabbat which the Bnei Kutzor is still after Shal Pesach. And we are going to arrive at Shavuot with not 1 week between the Kolanos and Shavuot, but 2 weeks between the Kolanos and Shavuot.
But Shavuot
does not have 1 week. Right. Which the Ma'ariv says is not the ideal way to be a client in the Takoma of Ezra. So, in answer to we have no choice. What can we do? There's nothing else you can do about it. That is how the parish is called. There's no other option. But in Kutfa Oreis, where the first Shabbos after Pesach it's not after me. It's after Rishon Peter. The first Shabbos is after Rishon Peter. So they have only, so they only have six Shabbos of Kriyas HaTorah. This will count six Shabbos from Parshas Achrimos. Achrimos, Kedoshim, Emo, Bahar, Achrimos, Kedoshim, Emo, Bahar, Kedoshim, Bamidbar. Then we arrive at Bamidbar being exactly the course you would. Exactly as the way that the Talmud of Ezra is intended.
Well,
the Takana was the general Takana for Amitra. The Klavas should be before Shavuot. The ideal way to be Makaidi is that they should be before Shavuot with 1 week gap. So since in Kutzar they are able to be Makaidi, so the question we began with is why wait so long? Why wait so long to catch up? I pray that Kadosh should put together the Hadrach Kadosh you should put together. The answer is they're not going to do that. Because it's a massive drawback. The advantage of catching up with Eretz Yisrael, whatever advantage it might be for the people travelling backwards and forwards, is outweighed by this statement that that is not the way we want our Kriyas HaTorah to be. So in Eretz Yisrael, but so at the end of the day, I presume we're understanding that it is still a fulfillment of Sakhalas Ezra. The bottom line is, the Sakhalas are still before Shavuot. They just admit too much before. There's no other choice, but that's how we have to leave. Let's just focus on one further aspect of next year's Seder. So how do you settle that? So they cannot think about catching up until after Shavuot. Yes, we're talking now about the Seder of next year. We've spoken a little bit about this year. This year we're catching up this week, next year we're going to catch up much further down the line. So, having said all that, so there's not much opportunity to catch up, and they're only going to catch up, and nothing's nothing. One further question is that they could have caught up Kukas Bog. So why don't they catch up at Kukas Bog? So Marit himself asked that question as well. Having said everything that we said till now, he questions that as well. In the top of the next page, what about Kukas Bog? So he says, yes. Once we pushed it off so long, we just push it off until the place where we have to catch up. Because, first of all, we're indicating maybe that's the last possible opportunity anyway, and also the Varim always has to be Shabbos Chazon, but it's other case point is, we just push it off until the last possible opportunity. But there's another idea, which the state of Nei Chosko says more of a Musa type of idea, and maybe there's another reason not to catch up earlier. If you do Chukas Bolok, then obviously you catch up Chukas Bolok, so then in Chosko, Pinchos will be a Shabbat earlier. And then it will come out, once you have Pinchos to Shabbat earlier, that the three Shabbatos of the 3 weeks will be Matzot, Matzah, and Zavoy. And the meeting will be in Eretz Yisrael. Matzot, Matzah, and Zavoy. So the Bnei Chosok, that we particularly prefer that the three Shabbatos of the 3 weeks should be Pinchos. Pinchos, Matzot, Matzah, and Zavoy. Why? If we don't want to push Pinchos out of the 3 weeks, then it should be earlier, and that the three Shabbatos of the 3 weeks will be Matzot, Matzah, and Zavoy. We want the Pinchos should also be one of the Shabbatos of the 3 weeks.
Right.
Why? He says, because these three parashiyos, Pinchos, Matzot, Matzah, Zavoy, we want those to be the 3 weeks parashiyos. Why? Because those parashiyos specifically talk much about the splitting up of Eretz Yisrael, the giving out of Eretz Yisrael to the Shvatim, and involve many inyanim which relate to the Chibat Ha'orek, to the connection of Am Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. So in those times when we focus on the Indian of Golos to Gula, we want specifically that those parashiyos should be the parashiyos of the 3 weeks. And even though Eretz Yisrael doesn't fall that way, because the rest of Am Yisrael and Kutzar, it could fall that way. So to catch up earlier when we're going to push those parashiyos, one of those parashiyos, out of the 3 weeks, it's something that we don't want to do. Therefore we need the catching up until the last opportunity at Matis Matis, so that all those parashiyos will all be within the 3 weeks.
But why? I mean, it's the whole idea of Golos.
We're here.
Golos should be for
Kutzar. No, so one second. We're talking for the people who are in Kutzar. Here again, we're focusing on people in Kutzar.
Oh.
They're catching up only at Matis Matis. So we are for opportunities and to catch up early, Kukas Bolok. But then what will happen to Kukas Bolok? So then, Pinchas will be a Shabbat earlier, and the three Shabbos are the 3 weeks. Will be Matzah, and Devarim. So this idea is a specific advantage, let's say, for these parshas to be the parshas of the 3 weeks, because they are the parshas that discuss the Chibah Ta'aret, the Chalukah Ta'aret. Specific advantage for them to be in the 3 weeks. So, you know, catch up until then. Okay, we'll stop here today.